the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Mary McKeown and Carl Thomas are with us. Now, I'm going to start. I want to give a language warning because I'm going to read straight out what Donald Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform early Sunday morning. And I'm reading this, so if you have children in the car, you don't want to hear bad language, just turn down the volume for a minute. This is what Trump wrote. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped in up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the fucking strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. He then followed that up this morning, right? And he went further. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. Carl Thomas, is there anybody who's going to move to remove this man as President of the United States, given that he is clearly exhibiting all of the behaviour of somebody who is not fit to be in control of the nuclear codes?
Well, first, I would say with respect to the language, Matt, my message on Easter Sunday, as it was in churches around the world, was he is risen. I think the foul language is inappropriate any time, especially coming from a president, any president, and especially on Easter morning, which is the most significant day on the Christian calendar. Now, with respect to this other business about a whole civilization will die tonight, Senator Ron Johnson, who is a Republican from Wisconsin, and considered part of the MAGA movement, has said he hopes that doesn't happen. I mean, the Iranian civilization, before it became Iran, of course, was Persia, and that had a great and historical history. So this could be just bluffing, which Senator Johnson says, and Iran has already responded, saying they're calling off peace talks. The funny part of that story is they never acknowledged peace talks were going on in the first place. So if they're not going on, how can they be called off? And they've done what terrorists sometimes do. They've called out civilians to surround power stations and other potential targets so that that might cause the United States to think twice about bombing those targets.
Maybe he's bluffing, but maybe he's not. Do you think it's appropriate for him to threaten that a whole civilization will die tonight? Because that implies, Cal, that he's going to use nuclear weapons. As I saw the novelist and journalist Robert Harris making the point today on social media, that this is the type of statement that people after the Nuremberg trials were executed for.
Well, I think if you're going to make those kinds of statements, they ought to be done in private to whoever the leaders are in Iran to try to get them to change their position and either guarantee some way, maybe the inspection of the nuclear material, some of which is still buried, that they're not going to use, or make some other kind of agreement that can be monitored. I don't think he's going to use nuclear weapons, but I would point out, of course, that the United States used nuclear weapons on Japan, dropping two bombs. Truman said that was to save an invasion, save American lives from an invasion. And of course, we carpet bombed, we being the United States, the city of Dresden in Germany during World War II. A lot of people still think that that was a bad thing to do because it killed so many civilians, but it helped bring an end to the war. So we'll
see. You also carpet bombed Vietnam. You know, could it be this a trend here, Cal, that the most dangerous, murderous regime in the world is the United States of America?
Oh, yeah. America's horrible. I mean, I just hope
Well, you've just detailed all the people you've killed.
Yeah, well, look, war is hell. And we have also liberated people. We've liberated Europe twice under President George W. Bush. We sent AIDS aid to Africa to bring an end to that horrible disease. The United States has done many wonderful things in the world, and we don't get appreciated for it. They take our money, but they give us nothing but trouble. So I'm proud to be an American. And
you're sounding like Donald Trump there, Cal. Before I go to Marion, the question I asked you at the start was, do you think that Trump is up to being president at this time. Given your concerns, did you express previously about Joe Biden and his mental acuity, given the behaviour of Donald Trump in recent days, do you think he's a fit and proper person to be leading the United States at this time?
Well, that'll be up to the Democrats, who are probably going to win back the House.
I'm asking you, Cal. Sorry, I'm asking for your opinion as to whether you think he's a fit and proper individual to be the president of the United States of America.
Well, you'd have to define fit. I don't know what you mean.
Mentally fit?
Healthy.
Like, you had no problems going on about Joe Biden's mental acuity. No. Do you think that he's mentally able to do the job Trump at present?
Yes, I do. But I think, again, the language and some of the behavior is disgusting and revolting, and I certainly oppose it. But can he do the job? Yes, I think he can. And I think he is.
Okay, Marion McKeown, what do you make of that?
Well, you know what? First off, I want to say to Cal that I agree that America has been an extraordinary force for good in a lot of ways. And I spent a lot of time in America. And I think that it used to be a beacon for democracy. Now, it made a lot of mistakes. And certainly it's caused a huge amount of damage when it decides to wage military campaigns to enforce democracy in places that have no interest in having it. But I think that you cannot dismiss America as a force for good because of the insane, and I think it's the only word to describe it, behaviour of the current president, which he's patently unfit for office. He's absolutely patently. And for Ron Johnson to say, where are the Republicans? I mean, for heaven's sake, the only one who is standing up at the moment to be counted is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who pointed out correctly that on Easter Sunday, to post something like that in Truth Social is not the act of a Christian, and that Christians should be absolutely appalled, as they should be. And what's with the praise be to Allah? I mean, it's the incoherence but just apart from the vulgarity, this threat of a whole civilization will die tonight. You know, Cal, you referenced Japan and other. Well, the 1949 Geneva Convention wasn't in place when Dresden was bombed and when Japan was bombed, and it was put in place specifically to avoid that sort of horror ever happening again, where millions of civilians are killed because of a war going on. And Trump is threatening to directly just flout all of that. He is signalling his intention to commit a war crime. So if there is some kind of mass bombing tonight, which I doubt actually, and I hope that I'm not just being optimistic, but I think that they will find some way off the edge of this cliff where they will pretend or do something to say that Iran blinked. And maybe Iran will. But you don't achieve peace by, I mean, Iran, obviously, as a country, will want to save face, will not want to be seen to be bowing down before America, which is what Trump seems determined to make it do. The way you reach these agreements is privately, behind closed doors, with peace negotiators, and you come up with some kind of a compromise, some kind of a formula that's acceptable to both sides. This is ridiculous. It's so dangerous. It's so potentially catastrophic. And it's also giving Israel carte blanche to go ahead and do whatever the hell it wants. And God knows Netanyahu doesn't need that.
Okay, just to Steve Trump's state of mind. Let's hear him on one of his weekend press conferences saying about the prospect of becoming president of Venezuela.
Now, with Venezuela, and we just so you understand, the people of Venezuela, they say if I ran for president of Venezuela, I'm polling higher than anybody has ever polled in Venezuela. So after I'm finished with this, I can go to Venezuela. I will quickly learn Spanish. It won't take too long. I'm good at language. And I will go to Venezuela. I'm going to run for president. But we're very happy with the president-elect that we have right now, the people that are running it. If you remember Bush with Iraq, they fired the generals, they fired the police, they fired the people that worked in their equivalent of the White House, they fired everybody. And you know what they had? They had a mess. And you know what happened? ISIS formed.
Okay, that's him on Venezuela. Here is talking up his mate, the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Think of it. And it's not just NATO. You know who else didn't help us? South Korea didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Australia didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Japan. We've got 50,000 soldiers in Japan to protect them from North Korea. We have 45,000 soldiers in South Korea to protect us from Kim Jong-un, who I get along with very well, as you know. Do you notice he said very nice things about me? He used to call Joe Biden a mentally retarded person, okay? So don't tell me about your stuff. Joe Biden, he said he's a mentally retarded person. He was so nasty to Joe Biden. It was terrible. But to me, he likes Trump. And do you notice how nice things are with North Korea? It's very nice. But we have...
So, Marion, basically, it's a roll call of global dictators. And if he says they've been nice to him, they get a free pass and everybody else doesn't.
Yeah, that just about sums it up. I mean, it's like to hear him again talking like that about Kim Jong-un, to hear him talking about becoming president of Venezuela and learning Spanish, he'd want to learn English first. I mean, honestly, it's these are the ramblings of somebody who is not, I think, as I said, mentally fit, certainly not mentally fit to be president. If you heard your uncle or granduncle or somebody talking like that, you'd probably call a doctor pretty quickly. It's terrifying. I mean, we do laugh at some of it because it's so ludicrous. At the Easter roll in the White House, he's talking to children about all this kind of thing. He said to one group of children who are probably aged about 6 to 8 years old, he's mocking Joe Biden and saying he's a low IQ and that he was incapable of signing his name, let alone running a country. You know, this is supposed to be an Easter roll, which is a good, fun event. And he's so spiteful and so vindictive and so incredibly petty that he can't even resist dissing a former president to a bunch of small children. It's kind of disgusting, but he is, you know, I mean, as I say, apart from the fact that I think he's got some serious cognitive issues at the moment, he has the temperament of a three-year-old.
And then there are others around him. So, Carl, just before I go back to you, I want us to hear his Secretary of Defence, or he likes to call himself Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and how he chose to describe the rescue of a stranded airman in Iran.
One downed airman evaded capture for more than a day, scaling rugged ridges while hunted by the enemy. When he was finally able to activate his emergency transponder, his first message was simple, and it was powerful. He sent a message, God is good. In that moment of isolation and danger, his faith and fighting spirit shone through. You see, shot down on a Friday, Good Friday, hidden in a cave, a crevice, all of Saturday, and rescued on Sunday. Flown out of Iran as the sun was rising on Easter Sunday. A pilot reborn, all home and accounted for, a nation rejoicing. God is good.
And the Iranians are the religious fanatics, Kyle, are they?
Well, let me comment first before commenting on that, on Trump's previous soundbite in which he said mentally retarded. This, I had a Down syndrome brother who they used to call back in the day mentally retarded. It was considered a slur, like calling African-Americans Negroes or worse, and the language certainly changed. So I think that that was repulsive. Secondly, I think political leaders, secular leaders need to be very careful, and even some religious leaders, on how they appropriate the deity for public and foreign policy. It's always a dangerous thing. I remember, you know, I wasn't there, of course, I hasten to add, but I remember reading Abraham Lincoln's famous statement. You know, he had people on both sides of slavery who were quoting the Bible and claimed that they were on God's side. Lincoln said he's not so much concerned about whether God is on his side as whether he is on God's side. I like that principle.
And what about what Pete Hegseth had to say about the stranded airman?
Well, first of all, it was a great rescue. It could have been touted on that basis. It was phenomenal. The military, our U.S. military is fantastic. But I don't think he needed to bring in some kind of theological statement on Easter Sunday. It was wholly inappropriate.
What do you make of that, Marion?
Yeah, I completely agree with Cal. You know what? It was ludicrous as well to imply like the 3 day the crucifixion, the, you know, in the cave, the resurrection. I mean, he's just an embarrassment. And then, you know, the other thing is that ironically, as we know, on Good Friday, they sent out a missive to everybody in the Pentagon saying that they would be holding Protestant services only. No Catholic services will be held for Good Friday because they're in this spat with the Pope at the moment. I mean, the levels of pettiness, so that there was no, you know, the Pentagon and the US Army is supposed to be a secular outfit, but it does respect all different faiths. And that's how it has always worked. And that has worked very well. And I think to the credit of all of the generals and also previous US presidents, George W. Bush was a very religious man privately. Jimmy Carter was an extremely religious man privately. They didn't go around touting and this sort of conflation of the secular and the the religious, you know, in this way. And when you hear somebody like Trump doing it, let's just say he got religion pretty late, if he got it at all, you know, and then guys like Hegseth, I mean, you know, I won't even get into his background, but it's just wrong.
Okay.
It's completely inappropriate.
That's going to bring us to an end of what we're doing in relation to the United States of America tonight.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.